My goodness. You know, I find sometimes at a loss of words. I want to start by just letting you know how much I love Kendall and Starla Bridges and their family. They came into my life about 16 years ago, and I really do not have adequate words to express how we connected, but we connected. And I thought about that word love when I said I truly love Kendall and Starla and their children. Love is an interesting word to me. I love my wife for 51 years. I love my children. I love cherry mash candy bars. Just had one this afternoon. That word love covers a lot of territory, doesn't it? And so it's almost impossible for me to actually define it in a way to communicate with you how much I really truly love this family and admire what they have done here. Their ministry is extraordinary. Well, they asked me to come and celebrate this time, and maybe I misunderstood. I probably did. That they kind of wanted me to make a little bit of fun of him turning 60, getting old. And I got to thinking about that, and I just can't do it. I mean... Who in the world thinks 60 is old? I mean, when you're 75, I'll take 60 any day of the week. And so I just couldn't come up with any stories, jokes to poke at him about turning 60 because, I mean, shoot, he's just a kid. So, I got thinking about it. I thought, well, the best thing I can do is, since I've gone way ahead of him now, that maybe I could just kind of give him some insight on what he might be coming into here in the near future, you know. But I got thinking about old people, and I thought about Fred and Myrtle, who had a little patch of dirt ranch out in West Texas. I'm from West Texas. And, they dirt poor, didn't have a dime that they could hardly rake together, you know, kind of just broke. And all of a sudden, they struck oil. And they had more money than they knew what to do with. I mean, they had money running out their ears. And Fred said to Myrtle, he said, Myrtle, I'll tell you what. You stayed with me through thick and thin. You have been by my side when we had absolutely nothing. He said, darling, I'll get you anything you want. You name it. Myrtle looked over Fred. She said, Fred, I've always wanted to take a milk bath. You think we could afford it? He said, baby, we can afford it. So I went down to the local dairy and he said, hey, James, Myrtle wants to take a milk bath. Would you haul her some milk up there? He said, sure. I said, you want it pasteurized? He said, no, just up to her hips. She can splash it the rest of the way up. So, you know, who knows, huh? I tried to make some notes here so I wouldn't forget things that I should tell Kendall, what to expect. One of the things I thought he might want to, it'll let him know when he is getting old. When he goes to try and get a rocking chair started and he can't do that, that might be a sign. When your hearing starts to go and your memory, you know, it's like I said to my wife Ann the other day, I said, I'm going to run over to Dairy Queen and get a hot fudge sundae. You want one? She said, yeah, but I don't want any nuts on mine. I said, okay. She said, well, write it down because you'll forget it, Gary. And I said, I won't forget it. I can remember that. So when I came back and handed her her ham sandwich, she looked at it. And she said, I told you to write it down. I didn't want mustard on this. But, whatever, huh? So I thought I would I need my phone. Would somebody bring that to me? I forgot it. I'm sorry, I needed that. Thank you very much. One of the signs getting old, I came across the other day. And it's a little embarrassing, but this is a true story. I got a call from one of my daughters. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and I could tell this was going to be a very lengthy story. And I was getting ready for bed, and I use my phone as my alarm clock. Do you do that? I set it by the side of my bed, I charge it, and it's my alarm clock. So she's talking to me, and I'm thinking, I'm going to go ahead and get in bed and just listen to the rest of this story. But I need to find my phone so that I can turn the alarm on. I'm not joking. I walked through the house twice looking for my phone, and I cannot find my stupid phone. But being the intelligent person that I am, I see my wife's phone, and I know that if I dial my number, it'll ring, and I can find my phone. So I reach down and pick up her phone, and I push speed dial for me. And my phone rings, and I said to my daughter, "Hey, babe, hold on, somebody's calling me." And that's when it all came together. Sign I was getting old. Probably one of the worst signs for me that and let me know I was getting old, and Kendall, you just have to watch for this. Being gallant and chivalrous, I helped a little old lady across the street the other day, and I realized it was my wife. And she's not here. And that's why I can tell that. But anyway. Well, getting old has lots of interesting things. One benefit a buddy of mine told me about. He was speeding the other day and he got stopped by the police. And the officer said, "Hey, man, why in the world are you driving so fast?" He said, "I'm trying to get to where I'm going before I forget where I'm going." Another sign. One of my signs is I realize I'm getting old is when I bend over to pick something up and I stay down there and try to think if there's anything else I need to get while I'm down there. But anyway, enough of this silliness, huh? I do want to leave you with something. Maybe you can walk away with that'll help you. About a year ago, through very unusual circumstances, I got exposed to cryptocurrencies. Just messing around with them a little bit. I didn't know anything about them. And anyway, in the process, I got intrigued with crypto. And I started studying it a lot of study into it because I was very interested in it. It's not just like most of you have heard of Bitcoin and maybe a couple other things, but it's not just something like Bitcoin. There's a lot involved in crypto. If you begin to look at it, ways it can help do a lot of things other than become a substitute for money. So in this process of studying crypto, I kept coming across something called FUD, F-U-D, FUD. I kept seeing FUD, and I could not figure out what in the world, because they'd say, "Well, this is FUD is causing the price to drop." And so finally, I did my research, and I found out what FUD is, F-U-D. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. FUD. And so when FUD takes hold in a market, the market begins to go down because people are fearful of what the future is, uncertain about what's going to happen, doubtful that this crypto is going to make it or whatever. And so they start selling it because they're got FUD. FUD's got a hold of them. They start selling their crypto or maybe other currencies, whatever they're doing, because of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And they want to get out of the market. It drives the market down. I got to thinking about FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And I thought, my goodness, often we find ourselves dealing with FUD in a lot of areas of our life. I faced FUD this past month. My wife of 51 years this Saturday, be our 51st anniversary, became very, very ill, was in the hospital, and we weren't sure that she was going to live. FUD. Big dose of FUD came my way. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. But I thank God for the body of Christ. Your pastor, many of my friends, members of our church, people all across the nation, high school friends, began to contact me. They began to pray with me. They began to send words of encouragement. And I want to give you a good report. She's home. She's on oxygen, still pretty weak. But we believe that she's going to recover completely from that illness. But in the midst of it, FUD came at me. But then God, through His Word, through others, faith began to rise. I got to thinking about FUD. I'm talking about an illness that we face, but you know, sometimes fear, uncertainty, and doubt comes in a financial problem. Maybe a business is failing. Maybe a company is going under and you don't know where you're going to get a job. Maybe there's a broken relationship between you and your spouse. FUD. It comes in strong. But we know that we can go to a source that will give us faith to face fear, uncertainty, and doubt, no matter what it is, no matter where it comes from, no matter what direction it comes from. God gives us the ability to face it and to overcome it. One of the great things I love about the fact that as a believer, it says in God's Word that when Jesus comes into our lives, Romans chapter 8 says He brings His righteousness with Him. We know all types of things that He comes. He has earned it by merit. He merited it. And He gives it to us by grace. And so whatever you may be facing, I want to encourage you tonight, don't let FUD drive you. Let faith be your strength in the midst of your difficulty. They asked me to close in prayer, but I want to make my prayer a little song, if you will allow me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct, direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord and in all things acknowledge Him, And he shall direct thy paths. Father, we trust in you.